With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Georgia Republican is forcing her colleagues to choose sides after Democratic leaders announced they would provide the votes to save the Republican Speaker's job. On the Salem Radio News Network program, This Week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson says leadership battles such as this have consequences.
The last time the chair was vacated, everybody will remember back in October, Congress was closed for 3 weeks. You can't operate without a speaker, and the idea that we would want to go through that again is so dangerous.
Johnson says he was surprised to learn that some House Democrats would provide the votes to back him. Also at SRNNews.com, in consumer news, Ford recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S., because the taillights may not illuminate.
Ford says it doesn't have any reports of crashes or injuries because of this, but the fact that the taillights may not light up increases the risk of a crash. Ford says the problem is a computer can mistakenly detect too much current on one or both of the tail lamps, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are being driven. You don't have to worry about the headlights, the turn signals, or brake lights. They'll still work, says Ford. The recall covers some pickups from model years 2022 through 2024. Dealers will fix this at no cost to you. Notification letters will start going out in late May. I'm Rita Foley.
The Federal Reserve will not cut interest rates until it has greater confidence that price increases are slowing to its 2% target. The Fed has kept its key rate at two-decade high of roughly 5.3%. After today's Fed announcement, Wall Street moving higher. The Dow is up 207 points, the NASDAQ adding 82 points. This is SRN News. Honduras fights the United Nations over abortion.
The Latin American nation has a broad ban on the procedure, and activists are trying to get the world body to do something about it. Two abortion groups have filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Committee, charging that Honduras pro-life laws violate women's fundamental rights and international commitments. Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are the only Latin American countries that still ban abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican state attorneys general challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to override state laws that are designed to limit the promotion of transgenderism in our schools. In a lawsuit filed in federal courts in Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, the states argue that the recently announced rules harm girls. The Biden administration trying to undermine statutes that bar boys from using girls' bathrooms. This is SRN News. Police in North Carolina still sorting out how four officers were killed and four others wounded Monday in Charlotte.
Johnny Jennings, the chief of police at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, said they're investigating the shootout.
We're not ruling out the possibility that someone else was firing as well, but we're also not ruling out the possibility that as we go through body-worn camera footage and as we go through interviews to make sure that all of that timeline matches up. So once we are able to determine that, then we'll determine if we do need to look at other individuals or individual who might have been shooting.
Jennings also said hundreds of rounds of ammunition were fired, but officers recovered an AR-15 rifle and a 40-caliber handgun. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Biden administration will cancel $6 billion in student loans for people who attended the arts institutes, which closed its campuses in 2023 amid accusations of fraud. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.